Thank the Lord this morning that the battle is the Lord's, and for whatever struggles and difficulties that we have this morning, we can give them to the Lord. And sometimes we struggle with releasing our battles to the Lord. But there are things that we will only be able to overcome and find victory when we learn how to submit ourselves into the hands of God. And there's a place of real rest and a place of real peace in that area of submission. Desire and interest in your prayers, we would like to continue by the help of the Lord the series on Called to Follow. That may be number 5, I'm not sure. But I put a little tagline on it for the purpose this morning: Lost. And it is part of this series, and you may wonder, how is being lost relate with our call to follow Jesus and what it means to follow Him? My message this morning, while it is applicable to those that are lost in sin, I would like, by the Spirit, to speak to us that are saved this morning. Because sometimes when we are saved and love the Lord, we can get lost. Over in the book of John, the 10th chapter, we read this a few weeks ago. Verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, that they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." It is a blessing to hear the voice of the shepherd, and it's a blessing to follow that voice. And I am thankful this morning to know the voice of the shepherd. We sing a song in our book, "I know the sweet sound of His voice." But there are times, while I know the voice of the Savior, there are times that I am seeking to hear that voice. In other words, when the Lord speaks, that's the Lord. But sometimes it gets quiet. And sometimes we are seeking to follow the Lord, but we don't hear the voice. I am thankful to know the voice, but He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I trust that it is all of our desire this morning to follow the Lord. But sometimes with our purpose of following the Lord, we can start to get a little bit lost. I remember times, and I'm sure all of us maybe as children can remember times that you have been with your parents or with someone, and you were following along, and you got separated. You know, there's a real feeling of desperation when you're little and you're in a crowd, and your purpose is to follow. Now, see, I want to draw a line and draw a difference this morning. There are times that people out and out reject the dealings of God. There are times that people say, "I do not want to follow the Lord. I want to go my own path." And we say they are lost. They're lost in sin. They're away from God. There is a difference in those people's condition and a difference for us that have a desire to follow Jesus. We have a desire to do what God wants us to do. But sometimes we get in a crowd and all of a sudden we start looking around and say, I don't know where my mom and dad is. And we're small and we're looking around and there's that feeling of desperation. And you can see children in the store sometimes with tears running down their cheeks because I don't know where my mom and dad is. Now a child that says, "I'm going to leave mom and dad. I'm going to go off on my own." Well, in a sense, in the flesh, we'd say they get what they deserve. But yet, mercifully speaking, it's like they are misdirected. But they made a choice to leave. There are people that make a conscious decision to leave the Lord. And I'm reiterating, but I want us to understand the difference this morning. But there are also times, just like with a child that's following their parents, that someone gets in between. When we followed people before, I mentioned in Mexico, we were following someone. I didn't know where we were headed, and I wanted to stay real close on their bumper. Because I didn't want someone, I didn't want a light to prevent me from following them. So I stayed pretty close because when I began to follow a little further back, what would happen? Cars would get in between us. And if I wasn't real careful, I would lose my way and I'd be left down in a city in Mexico that I don't know where I'm supposed to go. And if my GPS wasn't working, and I would be kind of helpless. And my purpose was to follow. So that's why, lesson here, you stay real close. And you know, sometimes with a child, if you'll take hold of their hand, do you know that it prevents them from losing their way? Because I've got a hold of them. Do you know that's one of the reasons why we need to stay so close to the Lord this morning? Lord, my purpose and desire is to serve You, but how closely will You follow this morning? Well, there's some things I kind of want to do, but we know the end of Peter when he followed afar off, don't we? He got lost. And so we just need to come to the Lord and say, Lord, I want to put my hand in Yours. Would You hold my hand, Lord? I want to stay so close that I, with all of the interference and all of the distractions and all of the temptations and all the things around us that are wanting to interfere in our relationship, Lord, I want to get so close to You that I'm holding on. I was one time in Ghana, it was the closest to a mob we've ever been in. We were trying to get in the airport, and there were hundreds, if not thousands, of people outside the airport pushing and shoving, trying to get in the building. And so they kept the doors locked. And then every once in a while, security would open up the door. And when they opened up the door, everybody just pushed. It was a mob trying to get in the airport. So finally, and I was trying to do it as Christ, but I told my wife, the only way we're going to get in there is if we do a little pushing and shoving ourselves. So I said, stay close. I said, stay. So that door opened, and I had gotten up as close as I could, and I started going, and they started to shut the door. And guess what? My wife, I believe, you remember? She wasn't pushing as much as I was, and she was on the other side. And I told him, I said, that's my wife out there. And he opened the door and let her come in. Well, our purpose can be to follow the Lord. But there's going to be some things and events that happen in life sometimes that we might lose sight of Jesus. And I want you to know in those times that God has not forsaken you. In Luke in the 15th chapter, in the 4th verse, Jesus was speaking. He said, what man of you having 100 sheep? If he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he find it? We read this scripture and we've heard it preached. I preached it, talking about the Lord going after those that are lost in sin. Those that have rejected Him. And the Lord is out looking for them. The Holy Spirit is out convicting and dealing, trying to bring the lost back into the fold. But the Lord gave me a picture this morning that, as He's been dealing with me over the last few weeks on this, that there are times that we are in the fold. We are with the Savior. We've been following Him. He said, a man had 100 sheep. In other words, he has 100 sheep. And one of them was lost. Maybe not out of rebellion. The sheep that is rebellious, that leaves the Lord, that's a different subject this morning. But sometimes the sheep are following, and maybe they stop to graze a little bit, or eat a little bit, or get a drink, and then looked up and they lost their way. Where's the herd? Where's the shepherd? And the scripture says that Jesus went, and He looked for the one that was lost. You know, sometimes we can be right in the congregation and we can start feeling lost. We can know the truth, and our desire and our purpose is to serve the Lord. And we can even say, I'm saved. I'm not going back to sin, but I don't know where the Lord is. I've lost my way. I've lost my perspective. I've lost the joy that I one time had. I don't have the joy anymore. It seems like I'm just following a list of rules now, and I've kind of lost my way. And maybe there are times, and I say maybe, there are. But maybe we start getting disillusioned. We start getting tired. We're worn out, and it's not that we're rebellious. It's not that we want to leave the Lord, but we're just tired. The pressures of life wear us down. And I'm tired, and we get disappointed in people. There are times that people, saints will discourage you. Why are they acting like that? Why are they doing this? And it's discouraging. And pretty soon the enemy likes to come along and we just feel like we're by ourselves. And it seems like we're alone. And it seems like that we just start to lose what we one time had. We start to lose our vision of what the church is. We start to lose our vision of what this is all about. And we're lost. It doesn't mean that if the Lord were to come back, it doesn't mean we're going to go to hell. But I'm in the wilderness by myself, and I was following the Lord. I answered His call, and that's where my heart is. But it seems like through a process of time and events and circumstances, I look and all of a sudden I say, Where's the Lord? What's happening? I've lost my way. And it doesn't mean young people and older folks this morning. It doesn't mean that you have lost your salvation. But it means that we are lost. I was in the store with my mom and dad, and all of a sudden I looked around and I didn't know where they were. And I started feeling desperate, and I remember one of my siblings running down the road after us. He thought we were leaving. And he's running down the road. He's going to catch up to the vehicle. We knew they were there all the time. Do you know this morning that the Lord knows where you are at? I know my sheep. I called you. And I look around and I say there's 99. Maybe there's 34. But where's the 35th? He's not here. Did he lose out? I hope not. I'm going to go look for the 35th one. Maybe you're one of the 34. I don't know how many are here this morning. But maybe you're still kind of doing the right things, and you say, you still go to camp meeting, you still go to service, and you still have a desire to follow the Lord. But you're feeling kind of lost this morning. I don't have a lot of enthusiasm in my walk with God anymore. I was one time inspired to work for God and kind of lost. Kind of feels like I'm paddling my own canoe. You know, that's a desperate place to be when you feel lost. I want you to know this morning that Jesus came to seek and to save. Not just save from sin. You know, sometimes saints need to be saved. Sometimes we need to be found. I want you to know the Lord's looking for you this morning. If you're feeling lost, He went out and He searched, and when He found it, He layeth it on His soldiers, not in judgment, not in condemnation, saying, "Why didn't you follow me closely? Why did you lose your joy? Why did you..." No. It said when He found it, He laid it on His shoulders with joy. And it was because He was so happy to have found that which was lost. And He knew it was weak. And what do you do with a weak sheep? You pick it up and you carry it. Lord, I'm feeling kind of lost right now. I feel like I'm in the wilderness and I look around, I don't know what happened. But somewhere along the line, I lost the fervor. I lost my vision. mentioned the other Sunday, I believe many are in danger of losing their vision of what the church really is. But do you know what you do, you're supposed to do when you're lost? They say go back to the last known point of connection. If you head off, many times if you're lost, they say just stop, just stay in one place. Do you know if someone is looking for you and you keep moving and walking, it's a good possibility you're going the wrong direction. There have been times I, with good desire, have gone the wrong direction. It wasn't out of rebellion. In Kenya, my niece, and I think Nicole was with us, it was Nicole and Brunel. I got lost, and we ended up in the mountains and forests of Kenya with absolutely no idea where we were. My desire was not to get there. My desire, I had a destination I was trying to go, and I'd been there before. But it wasn't even that I thought I took the wrong road. That was the odd thing. I realized I'd gone too far, and I still don't understand. I went down a road. It was the right road. It was the right road. That's not a joke. I realized I passed my turn. I've gone too far, and I turned around, and I ended up lost. And I'm sitting here thinking, I know I was on the right road, and I was. But when I did a U-turn and followed the road back, it took me somewhere different. Now, I know something's wrong. But I think going that direction, somehow the road going that direction, when I turned around, it veered and went somewhere else. And I ended up, for quite some time, without assistance. We would stop and ask people that didn't speak English, and they would say, yeah, this direction. We'd ask them the name of the town, because I knew that was a landmark for me. Just point me to this town, and I can take it from there. And they would say, yes, go this way, this town. Yes, yes, Kissy is this way. That's the name of the town. And we would go that way, and it wouldn't take us the right direction. Sometimes in our walk with God, we are following the right road. We're not rebellious. We're not trying to shortchange our walk with God. But somewhere on that road, we realize something's not right here. I'm lost. And then we turn around saying, Lord, I want to go back. And we end up somewhere that we have no idea how we got there. When you are lost, the best thing you can do is stop and don't move if you know someone's looking for you. If you're in the store, children, and you lose your way, Mom and Dad are going to realize it eventually. And if you're going places, and they're looking for you, you can just be going in big circles. But if you will think, I know, Mom, we were here. Mom and Dad were here, so I'm just going to wait here. Mom and Dad are going to come back to that point. This morning, if you are feeling lost, the Lord is out looking. He's looking for you. It's not a time to make major changes in your life. It's not a time to make major decisions. It's not a time to forsake the assembling of yourself with God's people. It's not the time in your discouragement and in your disillusionment. It's not time to make changes in the way you have lived your life. It's time to say, Lord, I'm going to stop. And I'm going to wait for you because I'm lost. Doesn't mean you've lost your soul. Do you understand? And Jesus is out looking for you. And if you're lost, you know, you're supposed to cry out, holler out. And do you know what the person that's looking for you, when people are lost and you've got people out looking, do you know what they're doing? They're calling out your name. Brother Sean, Brother Sean. Then off in the distance, I hear someone yelling, help, help, I'm here. This morning, don't lose the rest of your energy going in circles if you get lost. It's time to start crying out to the Lord and know that He's crying out your name. He wants you to be found this morning. At the expense of being misunderstood. I've been lost before. I'm not talking about in sin. But times I realize, Lord, I'm losing. I heard your call and I followed you, but Lord, I'm losing something. I don't want to lose my vision. I don't want to lose that fire inside. I don't want to lose confidence in everybody when some have let me down. Lord, I'm feeling a little lost. I'm feeling alone. You know that all of us are going to go through times like that. Maybe you don't need the message this morning, but I want you to know that we have been called to follow Jesus. And there are times that we look around and we feel lost. And the Lord is out looking for you. And you're one of His sheep. And you're important to Him. And you're valuable to Him this morning. But don't expend all your energy until you wither up and die. But stop and call out to the Lord this morning and know that He's going to minister to you. He's going to find you. Remember the story of, well, before we go there, in being lost, sometimes we get disoriented and confused. Do you know the enemy is doing all he can to cause spiritual confusion? Well, I one time thought this was the way this was, but I don't know. I've been listening to some other doctrines and some other preachers and some other people and some other friends, and I'm just not sure anymore, and I'm just really confused. Confusion can cause you to get disoriented. Not a time to be making major decisions. It's a time to stop and say, Lord, I'm going to stay right here, calling on your name until you come and you pick me up and put me on your shoulders. And then I can with confidence say, I have heard the voice of the shepherd. Disoriented, confused, tired, took the wrong path unintentionally, make decisions as we follow the Lord. You know, we do the best that we can, and the best that we can, sometimes we make mistakes. And we say, Lord, I did the best. I thought I was following you. But all is not lost. We just need to acknowledge, Lord, I took a wrong turn, and I really don't know where I'm going. I don't like the direction I see myself going. I don't like the direction. I don't like what I'm feeling and experiencing spiritually. And Lord, I don't even know how I got here. But Lord, my desire is to still follow you. You know, the Lord will find you if you will just wait on Him. He will find you. But don't keep going down that direction. There are people that have been lost that if they would have just stopped and waited, they would have been found, but they kept trying in their own effort until they lost all their energy and they died. The Lord doesn't want us to die this morning. It's time to call out to the Lord. Do you remember the story in the Scripture of the two lost brothers? You remember that story? The two lost brothers? It's also here in Luke chapter 15. We usually call it the story of the prodigal son. But really it's the story of two lost brothers. One of them, as you recall the story, we won't read it all this morning. One of them, he was lost because of rebellion. He said, I want to leave Father's house. I don't want to live this way. I don't want to do this anymore. And he went out and he lived, it said, with riotous, wasted his substance with riotous living. He made a decision to turn his back on the Lord. He was lost, wasn't he? But do you remember the Lord was there waiting with arms open? for him to come home. That young man, the prodigal, had to come to a place that he made a decision, Lord, I want to come home. As long as you don't want to go home, God's not going to force you to come home. That's a different kind of lost, and that's the one. But remember, it was with joy when the prodigal son came home. They killed the fatted calf, and they had a great celebration. Because he said, this my son was lost, and he's found. He was dead, and he's alive. My son has come home. But there was a second brother that sometimes we look at, and we're so happy for the prodigal son. We're so happy for the Stevens that come home. And all the time, there was another brother that was here all the time. And they were lost not out of rebellion, but they lost their vision of what it meant to be at home. They lost the joy that they one time had. And the older brother looked on and he said, well, this isn't fair. I've been here working. I've been here doing the right thing, and everybody's so happy that my young rebellious brother has come home. And I've been here all the time. Do you know that he was lost also? It wasn't that he wasn't saved, as we spiritualize it, but he had lost something. And the father told him, and let's just turn and read that scripture. It's in verse 31, the father said to his second lost son, he said, son, thou art ever with me, and all that I have is thine. All that I have is thine. The fatted calf is here. If you're lost this morning in your saved experience, if you're starting to lose your vision, you are in a very dangerous place, though. Because when we start losing our vision, we start losing the purpose to continue doing those things that we know God wants us to do. But if your desire this morning is to follow the Lord and answer that call to follow Him, and yet you're feeling a little bit lost, your joy, your enthusiasm, maybe you're feeling a little bit disoriented, or maybe you've been one of those good children. One of those people that kind of has always done things right. Most of the time. We can get lost too. And the Lord is saying to us this morning, I'm not just happy because the lost has come home. All of these benefits and all of this joy here, it's yours. So this morning, I just want you to know, as we leave here today, that as we have been called to follow the Lord, sometimes we look around and say, Lord, I kind of lost my direction. And I don't know where to go, and I don't know what to turn. The answer is to stop. Just stop and cry out to the Lord, knowing that Jesus is out looking for us too, and He wants to restore your vision. He wants to restore the joy of salvation. He wants to restore your confidence in God's people that maybe a few kind of muddied the waters for you. He wants to renew your purpose this morning that you can know and be reminded what this is really all about. I've been so careful that I'm not doing this and I'm dressing this way and I'm not going here, and pretty soon I'm just keeping these rules, and pretty soon I wake up one day and say, what in the world am I doing? And we feel lost. The Lord wants to restore purpose. I am so thankful. Luke 19:10 said, for the Son of Man is come to seek and to save those which are lost. Not just for those that are lost in sin, but for you. And for me, Jesus is looking for us when we are lost in a saved experience. And when He finds us, He wants to just pick us up, put us on His shoulders and give us time to recuperate. Give us time to have our strength renewed. He says, okay, are you feeling safe now? Everything's okay. Are you secure now? You got what you need? And the shepherd's still looking after us. The Lord knows your name this morning. If you've been called to follow Him, and that's your purpose and desire this morning. But if you're feeling a little lost, you can cry out to the Lord, and I want you to know He's here to pick you up and reassure you and show you the right direction.